9:30 in the morning means it is time once again to visit with our friends out at Veterinary Associates Animal Hospital, 1 mile north of the Xenia city limits, right there at the roundabout. And Dr. Brett Ellis is making his usual appearance. Doc, how are you, good sir?
Well, getting better and better every week, every day. You know, some days feel like, man, I'm still sore. But, you know, it does get a little bit better. And I had a realization when I can walk without a cane for a little bit, you know, but the way you walk is you look like Red Fox when you walk without a cane. And then I just realized, it was like, oh, well, he had a bad hip, Fred Sanford, you know. Elizabeth, coming to join you. You know, that was his hip talking, not his heart. So that's why he walked like that. So I was like, wow, that's why people move like that, because they got a bad hip, so they're protecting that. It's weird, because in animals usually, and I think it's because of where it hurts, but or where the weakness is, you know, they will pull weight off of the affected limb, but when I'm moving forward, I lift up my pelvis. I lift up the opposite leg, so it's like I'm taking weight off. It's interesting. So I asked my doctor about it, and they told me some stuff, some kind of a gait named after some person that studied it. But anyway, so yeah, that's why we do it, is to want to take weight off the inside of up at the groin, where those muscles that pull your leg are, pull your leg inside the adductor muscles. Those are the weak ones, so you're compensating by lifting up on the outside. So that's why Red Fox looked like that.
Well, you had to find out the hard way, unfortunately.
That's the hard way, for sure, yeah. So that's a frustrating thing with this, is like there's no restrictions, you know. They're like, you can do whatever you're able to do. And I'm like, well, that sounds like a challenge to me. So, you know, some days you do a little bit more than you should, but, you know, don't really know how to, because it's always sore. So, like, you know, well, you don't just stop moving because it's sore. But so that's starting physical therapy here in a couple weeks. It's like, I thought I could just call a physical therapist and get right in. It turns out it's like trying to get an appointment with us. So I got a couple more weeks before I can start physical therapy. So it's understandable. But doing my at-home stuff and getting stronger that way. But be excited to get into the gym.
Dr. Brett Ellis joining us on Ask Brett the Vet. And, Doc, at your practice, you say you've seen a lot of cases with animals with diarrhea here lately.
Yeah. So it's just been last couple weeks. It's been what a lot of people have been calling in about, and you know, why is it happening? And we don't always know. Sometimes it's parasites. And certainly, if you haven't had a fecal check on your animal, certainly that's a good idea. Rule out parasites. Sometimes it's a shift in the bacteria in our guts that'll do it. And one thing we found that has helped these dogs are especially, you know, there's diarrhea where their stool's loose. There's diarrhea where they wake up in the middle of the night and say, I got to go outside. And you're, at least they're telling you, and you can get them outside. And then there's the diarrhea where they just blow it all over the house. And then you see them straining, and sometimes you'll see blood. If you see red blood, that's not terrible. Like, it's not a lot of blood. Sometimes there's just blood on the surface of the stool or just a little bit coming out. That's just saying that the colon is inflamed. Now, what you don't want to do is it can progress to hemorrhagic gastroenteritis in some of these dogs, and we don't necessarily know the risk factors in these guys, but when your dog gets diarrhea, especially if they don't want to eat, you know, you don't want to like give them treats, or you want to get them checked out and go with the bland diet. So what I've found helped several of my clients is they'll just do lean chicken, like a chicken breast, and you know, kind of depends on your dog's size and activity and metabolism, how much of that. But you want about 60% of the diet to be lean meat, and 20% to be sweet potato over rice for your starch. It just seems to do a better job with the colon, and help bring that inflammation down a little bit. And then the other thing that seems to really help is to take a blender and put in some iceberg lettuce and celery and make like a smoothie of that, and then mix that in with the sweet potatoes and the chicken. And that really seems to help some of these guys get over it in a couple of days. So a bland diet like that, and you don't need drugs. Sometimes we do, you know, if they're really straining, if there's, especially if there's Giardia, that's a parasite that can be causing these large bowel diarrheas with the straining and blood and mucus. So all those symptoms are important to report to your vet, because it helps us know what part of the gut is being attacked or is under assault and needs attention. So helps us with our diagnosis and our treatment. So noting the volume of diarrhea, is it a small amount? Is it a large amount? Is there mucus? Is there blood? Is there straining? And can they hold it? Are they, you know, normally fine, but they're acting fine, but they go outside and they have diarrhea. And there's no problems other than flu. So that's more of a small bowel type of dysbiosis there. But so, yeah, paying attention to those things. Sometimes people come in, they're like, well, I don't know, I just saw diarrhea in the yard, you know. But paying attention to your dog pooping really helps and can save you some money in the long run and speed up the treatment and diagnosis when you take him into your vet. So all those things are important.
Dr. Brett is with us here for just a couple of more minutes on Ask Brett the Vet. Doc, what's going on in Colorado with these rabbits that are all over social media?
Yeah, so big scare of the Frankenstein rabbit. You know, somebody saw some of these cottontails in the wild and had horny projections from, looked like, you know, almost like goats, but the horns were coming off their face, their eyelids, nose, lips, and it's a papillomavirus. So the only thing new about this in the rabbit world is that it's now on social media. So it's been described for over 100 years. It does seem to mostly affect the wild rabbits. So our domestic rabbits don't seem to be as susceptible, or they're not exposed, you know, because they're inside, not running around with the cottontails. So, but it can happen. The specialist that I was reading about, UC Davis, said he's seen one case in a domestic rabbit in 25 years. So it's you know, it's a papillomavirus, wart virus. You know, it's what we have to unfortunately not allow cattle into the fair with when they have warts all over their face. Or dogs can sometimes get this papillomavirus, not the same papillomavirus. We all have our own papillomavirus, just like, you know, you see sometimes kids get warts on their fingers. And so it's just a virus, and they get exposed, and that's how the body expresses the virus. So it's usually self-limiting and not contagious to other animals. It's actually spread by this rabbit, wild rabbit one, spread by like mosquitoes and ticks, and at least that increases the transmission. Bugs that bite one animal, infected animal, and take it to another infected animal or uninfected animal, and that's how it seems to spread more rapidly, and in the summertime when those vectors are more prevalent. So that's why you see pictures of them in the summertime. So that's interesting. That's probably the explanation for the jackalope. You know, the horned rabbit that supposedly lived out in the wild. See the pictures of a jackalope. Never been documented, never been seen, but they thought it was a species that, you know, the rumor was that it was an extinction, but it was probably just these papilloma viruses 50 years ago that were really big. And so that's what it probably was. There's the history of the jackalope. It's a wart. How about that?
Funny how things can get blown up out of proportion.
Yeah, yeah. So, very good.
All right.